Hello again. We're coming to you from the trenches. I'm Rita Sand.
If they had done nothing and just let normal procedures take their place, those Twin Towers would still be standing and thousands of dead Americans would still be alive.
There's a long string of unique events on September 11th. Our nation's air defenses actually don't stand down. Terrorists don't come back to life after stealing our freedoms. And tall buildings do not collapse from fire.
Dr. Robert Bowman and Kevin Ryan were two of the speakers at the 9/11 Truth Conference that took place in Chicago earlier this month. We'll hear excerpts of their presentations and take a listen to some of the street demonstrations that kicked off the conference. But first, indie media reporter Ivory Harris takes us to another protest over an impending change in a law that could affect your access to parts of the Internet.
On May 24, 2006, Chicago Media Action organized a protest called AT&T Bringing Us to Tears in front of the AT&T SBC building, which is located on Congress and Federal in downtown Chicago. Protesters say AT&T is bringing us to tears physically, as well as separating the internet into tiers by backing plans to create different levels of access that will virtually censor the internet. Mitchell Stepanchek of CMA says that currently, the users of the internet have the power to view or post any content they want online.
That current control currently lies with everyday people. That control is currently at serious risk.
The Telecommunication Act of 2006, which has passed the House and is making its way through the Senate, has a provision that would take control of the internet away from the user.
That control could be reverted to a small number of phone and cable companies, companies like AT&T, Verizon, Bell South, Quest, Comcast, because there's a tremendous profit potential involved with that.
These companies want to charge internet users and certain websites extra to access each other on the web. It's a boom for the companies.
But that would be very dismal for the future of the media in the country, in this country, future of innovation in this country, where the proverbial one guy in his garage in his spare time could make an innovation that could change the world. But having that change the world, it needs to get out there.
There were about 20 people who participated in the protest. As people passed by, protesters gave them flyers urging them to help preserve net neutrality. Stupanchek and the protesters were demonstrating how to fight the battle against a tier internet, which is...
spread the word on this issue. Companies at hand here basically rely on secrecy, because if the general public knew what was going on in their name, they wouldn't stand for it. So if there's one thing, spread the word. Tell your friends, tell your families, tell your colleagues, tell people on the internet, or who use the internet, that this is an issue that affects them. Other thing I would also advise is to contact folks in Congress. It sounds really civic-y and boring and nerdy, but it can make a very serious impact. The more people speak up about this issue to their representatives, the more that policy decisions can be made in a more sensible manner.
For more information, go to www.freepress.org and www.savetheinternet.com. From the trenches, this is Ivory Harris.